Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Representative Tim Butler, the Republican lawmaker from the Springfield, Central Illinois area, Pekin included, is on a phone line. Representative Butler, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well, John. Good morning, and thank you for the promotion to Congress before the break. I appreciate that. So.
Yeah, I know. I said, oh, wait, he's not a congressman. I don't know. What would you rather be, a state rep or a federal?
I don't know if anybody wants to be a congressman right now, that's for sure.
I wonder that about being mayor or governor, you know, for that matter. I mean, God bless those of you that choose to serve the public, and I really mean that. I think it's never been more difficult to do what we ask you people to do.
It is, you know, obviously there's so many contentious issues before us. And when you pop the pandemic on top of it, it's certainly an incredible time to be a public official. I really enjoy the work that I do, but certainly there's no lack of huge issues that we got to deal with on the local, state, and federal level. It's quite a time.
I'll ask you about a couple of those in a minute, but yeah, I'll second that. It certainly is an opportunity for you, and thank you for doing what you're doing. So let's just talk about this.
I appreciate that.
This commission. There's the Statue and Monument Review Task Force. I knew about the version of this in Chicago. I didn't realize the state had one that's been convening in Springfield and has for a while. You're on that committee, right?
I'm the top Republican on the task force. It's chaired by Representative Mary Flowers from Chicago. And we've been meeting, I think, since April, I want to say. We've had several meetings. Maybe I think we've had five hearings. Heard from a variety of people, very knowledgeable people about, historians. We've had landscape architects testify about the importance of architecture and things like that. We've heard from the architect of the Capitol in Springfield. We've heard from the Department of Natural Resources. And this week we heard from two individuals, one who works for the National African American History Museum and another gentleman who works for the Museum of the American Indian, both in Washington, D.C., and they were really insightful on what they had to say. So it's certainly a topic that has gotten a lot of coverage around the country when we're looking at how we honor people, and we're doing the same thing here in the House of Representatives, looking at how we honor people here through the government of the state of Illinois.
Have we pulled any statues down for political reasons? You know, I don't mean that in a charged way, but have we pulled any statues down in Illinois?
Yeah, there actually have been a couple that were on the Capitol grounds. One was Stephen Douglas, which was a very prominent statue on the east front of the state capitol in Springfield near the Lincoln statue. Both of those statues were placed in honor of our centennial year in 1918 to honor, you know, basically the two giants of the first century of politics in Illinois. And the Douglas statue came down last year after a lot of people brought forward that Douglas's family, through his wife, basically Douglas was a slaveholder, and that led to changes within the oversight of the Capitol. The architect of the Capitol has a board, and they decided to take that statue down. And the other one was of Pierre Menard, who was significant in the founding of the state of Illinois and one of the early officials in the state of Illinois. Menard County, a county that I represent, is named after him. And he was an enslaver as well. And so both of those statues came down. And then the other thing is we have a portrait of Douglas that hangs in the House chamber that now has been covered up as well. So some actions have been taken. And certainly, this is something that I think we need to consider seriously and soberly and come up with a good process. I wasn't overly satisfied with the process that took down the statues previously, but I think moving forward, hopefully we can come up with a process if we want to review people to have a good, like I said, a sober process for it.
Some people think that Lincoln's views on slavery weren't rooted so much in civil rights as convenience. There's some famous quotes. I'm not a historian. I'm not a Lincoln expert, but is there any danger that we're going to reconsider Lincoln's place in Illinois?
Well, I'll be honest, John. When I saw the Chicago task force had people like, you know, Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses Grant on the list of potential problem statues in Chicago, it really got me concerned. I mean, and this is kind of my point about how we need to look at this soberly and dispassionately and have a good process in place, because it's difficult for those of us 250 years on to really evaluate people in their times. And, you know, when you look at Lincoln and Lincoln's significance to this country, and you look at Grant, and I think Grant is one of the most underrated people that we have in the United States, their contributions to our country are almost unparalleled. But yes, you have to evaluate the times that they lived in, and well, and also maybe, you know, someone like Lincoln's views did evolve somewhat over time. And how do you evaluate that? And I think that needs to be part of the process. One of the gentlemen, Dr. Bryant from the African American History Museum, that testified the other day, led the Confederate statue task force in Baltimore. And here he is. He works for the African American History Museum. He led that task force, and he said that he's not really one to tear down statues, that we need to conceptualize them and reimagine them and put them in current context and things like that. And I think those are the discussions we need to have.
You know, part of the context is that 200 years later, America was still in a place that they didn't see the failings of a Stephen Douglas or an Andrew Jackson or a whomever. So the statue, this will take some recontextualization, but maybe not only is that a historic person, but the year the statue was put up also tells you something about society. And now we have to, it's incumbent upon all of us to put that in context. Beyond a plaque, we need to stop being stupid about this stuff and see these people for who they were.
And I think it's interpreting, you know, the lives that they lived and the times they lived in. And it tells the story of the progression of our nation, you know, as getting to this, you know, this union, this perfect union that Lincoln talked about. You know, we're still not there. We'll
okay, let me bounce some names off of you. And this is, by the way, this is how it's not done. I'll give you the name. You just give me thumbs up or thumbs down. Thomas Jefferson.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, see, me too, but not everywhere. Jefferson has come down in places. So
absolutely. These are the difficulties. You're right, yeah.
And is Jefferson in play in Illinois? Might we bring down a Jefferson statue where it exists?
I think, you know, certainly anything that is state overseen, that's what our task force is looking for. But I know, you know, as school boards are evaluating the names of their school, we have a Jefferson school here in Springfield. You know, I mean, the Jefferson's contributions to the founding of this country are enormous. And I think we have to tell the story in a 360 degree look at it is really how we have to do it.
Well, how will the vote take place? How will the determination be made about? So we do all of this research. Does your committee decide? Who decides what stays up and what goes down?
I think that's the great unknown. And to me, I don't think it should be up to a committee of the Illinois House of Representatives or the Illinois Senate to do it. We need to bring in experts from the outside. And beyond that, we need to establish criteria and a way to handle this, to do it, and not just do it, you know, offhand. You have to have smart people, historians, architects, things like this, that are helping you make these decisions. And I certainly hope it's not going to be a vote of the Illinois House of Representatives whether or not we're going to
That doesn't seem inappropriate. I mean, I understand why you would defer to experts on this. I'm no expert on this, but this is the land of Lincoln. Maybe the people in Illinois, maybe a referendum on a ballot, maybe the people decide somehow. Huh?
Yeah, I think we have to lay out a process, and whatever that process is going to be, it has to have some criteria to follow, in my opinion.
Tim Butler's on a phone line, 87th District in Springfield. He is a state representative. He was a congressman about 5 minutes ago, but he's lost that.
I've worked for a couple of congressmen. How about that? So there you go.
I got 60 seconds left. What's your thought about the state going back to masks or the state's vaccination rate?
Well, I think, first of all, I think people need to get vaccinated. I mean, I think people need to take it upon themselves to have personal responsibility to get vaccinated. I was vaccinated this spring at a community event in a small town in my district. And I think that's our best path forward, is that people just need to get vaccinated. And what we've seen, the data that we see right now, is the hospitalizations and the deaths that are occurring are overwhelmingly from people who have not been vaccinated.
In your district, I might add.
Absolutely, and certainly in the southern part of the state and the central part of the state, this is a huge concern, and I really encourage people to get vaccinated. And I think public officials who downplay vaccinations, I'm not for mandated vaccinations, but people can't downplay the vaccination either. We have to take it seriously, and we have to encourage people to do it. And unfortunately, what's going to happen if we don't get vaccinated is you are going to see government entities, enforcing mask mandates again. And that's unfortunate, because I think it's going to be very difficult to put the genie back in the bottle when it comes to things like masks and social distancing. I mean, you got Lollapalooza going on for this weekend. There's really not a lot of going backwards here, I believe.
Hey, Tim, it's nice to talk to you. And if we don't connect in Pinkin or Springfield sometime, let's connect here in Chicago. I'll certainly give you a call down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
That's Tim Butler from the 87th.